Welcome to the deep dive. When you think of Las Vegas, okay, the images are usually those dazzling nights, right? Incredible shows, the casinos buzzing. It always feels like it's all about after dark.
Yeah, that's the classic image.
But what if we told you there's this whole other world, equally vibrant, maybe even more surprising, waiting for you during the day? A world that seems tailor-made for a really unique day drinking vibe.
It's a fascinating pivot, actually. Our sources are suggesting that Vegas isn't just, you know, extending its hours. It feels more like they're strategically curating entirely new experiences.
Right.
Blending that high energy with moments of just pure sun-drenched indulgence. It really kind of defies the traditional nightlife stereotype.
That's a great way to put it. So today we're doing a deep dive into a stack of sources revealing, well, the most exhilarating daytime events for a vibrant Vegas day drinking experience. Mm. Our mission here is to cut through all the noise, pull out those essential nuggets, and basically give you a shortcut to being really well-informed, making the absolute most of your Vegas days.
Whether you're actually planning a trip, or maybe you're just curious about this the side of the city.
Exactly. We'll explore all sorts of options, these high-energy parties, gourmet food experiences, even captivating performances. The idea is to show you why these daytime things aren't just alternatives.
Right.
They feel like crucial components of the full Vegas experience now, packed with surprising facts in specific places.
Okay, so if you're picturing your perfect Vegas day, I mean, where do you even start? Our sources, they overwhelmingly point to one quintessential starting point, those unforgettable pool parties.
Yeah.
And these aren't just, you know, hotel pools. They're like these meticulously engineered environments designed for maximum thrill.
I can totally see that. The sources really paint a picture, don't they? Combining the music, the cocktails, that sheer joy of summer.
Mm-hmm.
You can almost feel that palpable energy.
Mm-hmm.
Often you've got top-tier DJs spinning, right?
Mm-hmm.
And these skillfully crafted drinks served right there, poolside.
It creates this festive, almost dreamlike atmosphere.
Yeah.
It's definitely more than just a place to swim. It's like a full-on daytime festival.
And places like Encore Beach Club, Wet Republic, they keep coming up.
Yeah, those are the big ones. Consistently mentioned for really elevating the experience with those top DJs.
Right.
And what's particularly interesting, something the sources note, is the chance for celebrity sightings. It sounds a bit odd, maybe.
Yeah.
But the relaxed, open vibe at these parties, it somehow creates a setting where you might actually glimpse someone famous.
Yeah.
Marquee Day Club, for example, gets cited a lot for hosting exclusive A-list events. Adds that little bit of extra Vegas glitz to your afternoon, I suppose.
And for anyone looking to really, you know, level up the experience, what genuinely surprised me from the sources was the focus on exclusive access.
Mm-hmm.
Lots of these big resorts, like the Caesars Palace pool complex is mentioned, they offer private cabanas, VIP sections.
Yeah, that's a huge part of it.
And it isn't just about privacy, is it? It's about, like, elevated service, a more personal setting, really designed for a more refined kind of indulgence.
And that's exactly where bottle service fits in, as the sources highlight. It's less about just grabbing a drink and, well, more about a tailored, luxurious experience.
Okay.
The sources dig into how venues offer these tiered packages, often starting somewhere around $500 to $1,000 maybe for a standard bottle of top shelf stuff. Mixers, a dedicated server,
right.
Which, you know, if you break it down for a larger group compared to buying individual drinks all day.
It could actually work out, yeah.
It could be quite cost effective, exactly. It really transforms that day drinking into something, well, premium.
And the party doesn't just stop when the sun goes down, right? I saw mentions of that too.
No, not always. A lot of these pool venues, they transition pretty seamlessly into these thrilling nighttime things. Live music, dazzling lights, electrifying performances.
Wow.
Dre's Beach Club is a standout example in the sources. It offers these spectacular views of the strip as the party shifts from that sun-drenched day into an enchanting evening. It's quite the transformation.
That sounds incredible. And hey, for you listening and maybe planning a visit, the sources give some practical tips too, like what to wear.
Oh yeah, important stuff.
Swimwear, obviously. A stylish cover-up, fashionable sandals. That seems to be the vibe.
Yeah.
And definitely don't forget sunscreen and sunglasses. That Vegas sun is no joke.
Essential. Absolutely essential. Okay, but what if you love that high energy pool party thing, but you're craving even more of a nightclub feel?
Right, like blending the two.
Exactly. That's where the sources really spotlight the whole phenomenon of day clubs. They seem to epitomize high energy entertainment by merging that nightclub ambiance with the you know, sunny outdoor pool party.
It sounds like a really immersive atmosphere. The sources say, like, the moment you step into a place like Daylight Beach Club.
Yeah, that one comes up.
You feel like you've walked straight into a festival. Nonstop entertainment, pulsating beats, these big dance areas, but also luxurious poolside seating. It really takes day drinking to this grand celebratory level.
And just like the, let's say, more traditional pool parties, VIP services are absolutely central to how day clubs operate.
Makes sense.
The sources detail how, again, bottle service and private cabanas or those plush seating areas, usually with mixers and garnishes included, it significantly elevates the whole thing. Liquid Pool Lounge, for instance, is apparently renowned for its VIP offerings.
What I thought was really interesting was the mention of themed adventures.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, the sources talk about tropical luau's, neon nights.
Yeah.
Stuff like that. Events with specific decor, specialty cocktails like maybe a piña colada at a beach theme party, and unique entertainment that's maybe more than just a DJ.
So it's not just a party. It's like a whole curated experience.
Yeah, exactly. Fully immersive.
Gotcha. And a really important note for you if you're planning to check these out. The sources are very clear that most day clubs are strictly 21 and over.
Right. Got to have that valid ID.
Absolutely. But yeah, this blend of nightclub energy and poolside relaxation, it really does sound like a pretty unique daytime experience, combining the best of both worlds.
Okay, so we've hit the high energy stuff. But what if your ideal Vegas day involves indulgence of a, let's say, different kind, maybe more relaxed?
Then the sources point you squarely towards the lavish brunch buffets, often with that crucial day drinking twist.
Brunch. But Vegas style.
Exactly. This isn't just breakfast, right? It's positioned as a whole experience. Delectable food, refreshing drinks, and often some kind of engaging entertainment thrown in.
And the cornerstone, let's be honest, for the day drinking aspect has to be.
Bottomless mimosas, of course. It's like the siren call of Vegas brunch.
Totally.
Venues like the Bacchanal Buffet at Caesar's Palace, Wicked Spoon, too. They're consistently praised for offering those endless refills of bubbly goodness. Really encourages that leisurely, laid-back approach.
And it's not just about the food and drinks, is it? You mentioned entertainment.
Right. Many places feature live entertainment. Bands, DJs. The LANQ Promenade is mentioned as a spot where you might just stumble upon a band playing upbeat tunes right there. Keeps that vibrant energy going through the meal.
Okay, but let's talk about the food itself. The sources really emphasize the opulence.
Oh, yeah. Gourmet spreads. We're talking artisanal pastries, perfectly cooked eggs, Benedict, these elaborate fresh seafood stations.
Wow.
The Wynn Buffet, for instance, apparently prides itself on delivering a really high-end dining experience.
And you should keep an eye out for weekend specials, too.
Definitely. The sources mention unique dishes, exclusive cocktails, sometimes even themed options or, like, curated flights of drinks, little things that elevate it even further.
And some offer outdoor seating. That sounds lovely.
Yeah, al fresco dining. Imagine a patio overlooking the strip, maybe. Or a more tranquil garden setting. That outdoor ambiance, it really adds to the enjoyment, doesn't it?
It really does. Lets you bask in the sun while you eat and drink. It makes you think about Vegas differently. Not just night owls, but enjoying every hour.
It's a whole sensory experience. Okay, so for a completely different pace again, let's maybe turn our attention to rooftop bars.
Yes. Good call.
These offer a really unique perspective for your day drinking, blending those incredible views with a much more relaxed ambiance.
The main draw has got to be the stunning panoramas, right?
Absolutely. Skyfall Lounge at Delano keeps getting highlighted for its spectacular vistas of the Strip and beyond. Lets you really soak in the city while enjoying, you know, expertly crafted drinks.
And it's a real contrast to the day clubs.
Huge contrast. Rooftop bars, as the sources describe them, they cultivate a much more tranquil environment. It's a place for unwinding actual conversation.
Right, where you can hear each other talk.
Exactly. Savoring cocktails at a leisurely pace. It offers a different kind of exhilarating experience, maybe the thrill of just refined relaxation and those unmatched views.
And the cocktails themselves sound like a focus. Signature offerings.
Yeah, definitely. The sources highlight talented mixologists crafting unique drinks. 108 drinks at the LINQ gets a shout out for an innovative approach, often using local flavors, high quality ingredients.
Uh-huh.
The Foundation Room is another popular one mentioned, where the drinks themselves are really part of the whole elevated experience.
Okay, so we've covered parties, food, views. What about music lovers?
Good question. For them, daytime concerts in Vegas present this really refreshing way to see live performances, maybe with a cocktail in hand.
Outdoors, often.
Yeah, our sources indicate many are held outdoors, which provides a pretty perfect backdrop. The Las Vegas Festival Grounds is mentioned as a key venue for some of the major events.
And there's a certain vibe to daytime music events, isn't there?
There really is. What's compelling is how they often evoke this festival-like atmosphere, that shared excitement, that camaraderie. It fosters a real sense of community among music fans.
And the lineups seem diverse.
Very diverse, according to the sources. Rock, pop, electronic, ensures there's pretty much something for everyone. Makes it feel really inclusive.
And you don't have to be at a massive festival ground.
Not at all. The sources reveal you can enjoy live music in different settings. Some venues offer these intimate poolside performances. Imagine lounging in a cabana listening to live music.
That sounds amazing.
Right. And others feature more sophisticated rooftop concerts, maybe with stunning city views, often showcasing up-and-coming artists. It really expands the definition of a concert.
Okay, one more big category. Sports fans.
Ah, yes. Can't forget them. Vegas sports bars offer this really exhilarating atmosphere for day drinking while you're cheering on your team.
It's a unique blend, isn't it? Live sports excitement mixed with food and drink specials.
Exactly. And game days are like events in themselves. The sources point out all the enticing offers. Discounted beers, special cocktails, maybe bucket deals.
Yeah.
Legazzi Stadium at the Palazzo, the Crown Grill too. Those are highlighted as popular spots for big games, known for having everything you need.
And the viewing experience is key.
Absolutely critical. Huge screens, multiple screens everywhere, making sure you don't miss a single moment of the action.
Plus, they often do more than just show the game.
Yeah, that fan-friendly engagement, trivia nights, competitions, giveaways, things that build that community feel.
Yeah.
Makes it more than just passively watching.
And happy hour deals are a big thing.
Huge, yeah. Another intriguing detail from the sources is that value proposition. Lots of sports bars have these unbeatable happy hour deals on drinks and appetizers, so you can have fun day drinking without completely breaking the bank.
Lets you really relax and get into the game day excitement.
For sure. And for those who enjoy a little extra thrill.
Ah, the betting aspect.
Right. Many sports bars in Vegas even have live sports betting options available right there.
So you can place bets while watching the game unfold.
Exactly. Adds another layer of excitement to the whole day drinking experience. Puts you right in the action.
Wow. Okay, so to kind of wrap up our deep dive here, we've covered such an incredible range of Vegas daytime experiences.
Yeah, quite the spectrum.
From those high-energy pool parties and day clubs to the gourmet indulgence of brunch, the really serene views from rooftop bars, the rhythm of daytime concerts, and that electric buzz of the sports bars.
It really shows the diversity, doesn't it?
It totally reinforces that Vegas day drinking is all about finding your perfect vibe. Whatever that is, revelry, relaxation, maybe even some cultural immersion with the music.
It's about stretching the excitement beyond just the nighttime hours, discovering these whole new facets of the city.
Yeah, and the real insight here, I think, based on the sources, is how Vegas is clearly diversifying its whole entertainment portfolio. It's moving beyond just providing options.
Right. It feels more strategic.
Exactly. More about strategically curating experiences that appeal to really different types of visitors, trying to extend their stay, maybe their spend, beyond just the casino floor. It definitely expands that traditional Vegas story.
No question.
So thinking about all these vibrant options we've discussed, what's the one daytime Vegas experience that maybe most surprisingly piqued your interest? And how might exploring that change your next Vegas story?